Welcome to the Hospital Finance Podcast, your go-to source for information and insights that can help you stay ahead of the challenges impacting healthcare finance. And now, the host of the Hospital Finance Podcast, Michael Passanate.
Hi, this is Mike Passanate, and welcome back to the Hospital Finance Podcast. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Idris Ajerid, who is an assistant professor in the Department of IT Analytics and Operations at the Mendoza College of Business at Notre Dame. His research focuses on the economics of information systems and personal information and includes applications of behavioral economics to privacy decision-making and the impact of health information technology on patient outcomes and healthcare costs. Dr. Ajerid has joined us today to discuss the results of his upcoming article in Information Systems Research entitled Reducing Medicare Spending Through Electronic Health Information Exchange, The Role of Incentives and Exchange Maturity. Dr. Ajerid, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be here.
So first, can you give us a quick background on health information exchanges?
So health information exchanges are these organizations that have been around for a while now. And their main focus is to help providers, hospitals, and so on to more seamlessly share information. There's kind of a pretty broad consensus that, you know, when you're treating patients, you know, having kind of the most comprehensive information you can have is going to help you treat them better and more efficiently. So the current state of affairs in a lot of areas is that it's fairly difficult to exchange information between unaffiliated hospitals in a seamless kind of real-time fashion that would be necessary to really actually help the provision of care. So that's what HIEs do. They just basically provide a technology platform that allows these different hospitals to talk to each other more easily. And they also provide a degree of governance around, you know, how different hospitals use other hospitals' information and so on. So it's a combination of things.
Great. Thanks for that background. And let's turn to your study then. Could you tell us why the study was initiated and what you were trying to find out?
So I actually got interested in the idea of health information exchange when I was working at the Government Accountability Office in Washington, D.C. I was actually working on some of the privacy issues around health information exchange early on, and actually ended up working on a paper that was also published looking at the effect of privacy regulation on health information exchange development and so on. But that was really kind of the cost side of the equation. What are the risks with HIEs? And that, you know, myself and my co-authors, Corey Angst and Julia Adler-Mirstein, realized that, you know, there's still a pretty significant open question around the benefits of HIEs. I think there were a lot of folks who expected HIEs to have these pretty broad benefits, whether it be to quality or reduced spending. But a lot of the studies that were out there that looked at those kind of things, they tended to be fairly regional. Kind of small scale, so they can only speak to certain regions. And we thought that a study that could look at kind of a national landscape and try to evaluate the effect of HIEs on these important outcomes, in our case, spending, we thought could add a lot of value to the debate and shed hopefully some of, you know, kind of reduce some of that uncertainty around this idea of health information exchange and the value that it could provide.
And indeed, you did find that in some circumstances there were spending reductions as a result of HIEs, and you found that in a couple of very specific circumstances, the reductions were greater. Could you tell us about those?
Sure, yeah. So we found two kind of important things that really modified the benefit from exchange in terms of cost reductions. And the first one was the nature of financial incentives in a particular market. So we actually, the way we did our analysis is we looked at across the U.S., these different healthcare markets, and we just basically, you know, kind of in the simplest terms, compared spending in markets with HIEs and against markets that didn't have HIEs and looked at the differences. Of course, we kind of coupled the data we had with, you know, kind of a variety of statistical models trying to figure this out. But ultimately, I mean, in simplest terms, what we did. But we also found that when we looked at markets that had patients that were covered by kind of reimbursement or payment plans or insurers, that really incentivized spending reduction, that's where HIEs had the most benefit, right? So basically, you know, kind of in layman terms, you know, where hospitals shared some of the benefits financially from reduced spending, those were the regions which HIE really had a stronger effect. So that was one thing we found. And then the second thing we found was that maturity was a major factor. So how long an HIE had been in place. This actually kind of makes a lot of sense. If you think about health information exchanges, it certainly takes some time to get up and running. And at the same time, you know, it takes time to build up this critical mass of patient information. The more providers kind of jump on, the more data is available, the more likely you are to create this value. And the other kind of dimension around maturity is that, you know, it's not trivial to work in health information exchanges into clinical kind of workflows. So as a provider, as a hospital, even if you have access to an HIE, it takes quite a bit of time to acclimate to that new information and make sure that the staff are using it in a way that's meaningful and that's going to create value. So that's the other piece of it. So kind of one side of the equation was that there was kind of some financial sharing of benefit from spending reductions. And the other piece was just giving the HIE time to develop and giving providers time to work the HIE's information into their workflows.
And given the reductions you noted in the study, I think in the information that I read, you mentioned that some organizations or people are still lukewarm about HIEs. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think HIEs have evolved a lot in the last, you know, two decades or so in terms of the models, financial sustainability, the way that this governance is being done. So I think there's been a lot of trial and in some case error, right? That's kind of softened or, you know, kind of made the enthusiasm lukewarm. So I think that's part of the equation. But actually, I mean, that's really what motivated our study. I think part of the challenge is that even though there was these very large promised gains, there weren't many studies out there that really tried to quantify and identify these gains using kind of national data and using it in a very robust kind of analysis and so on. So we thought, you know, that was maybe part of the equation. Part of what was missing was that, you know, you're asking hospitals, healthcare leaders to invest quite a bit of time and money into these exchanges. By the way, that's with the help of also a lot of federal and state incentives, so taxpayer money as well. And, you know, there's not a lot of immediate benefit that's very obvious. So I think that was challenging. So basically, we're hoping that our study does impact that discussion. And, you know, the way that we share information between hospitals is likely to evolve. So I don't think we're really kind of advocating any particular model of information exchange. There might be kind of more innovative ways, different ways to do it moving forward. But we do think that the study shows that the idea of information exchange really can be quite valuable if implemented nationally.
Agreed. And to that point, would you mind outlining for us what you feel are some of the best circumstances where HIEs can succeed?
I mean, one of the main takeaways really is that, I mean, as you know, there's quite a bit of debate currently and iteration currently thinking about designing payment models in ways that incentivize high quality care that's cost effective. And I think HIEs are kind of part of that narrative. HIEs and maybe technology in healthcare more generally. As you probably know, you know, technology adoption, investments in healthcare are kind of a key part of the strategy for curbing costs. But at the same time, it's difficult to expect providers to invest heavily in technologies where they don't see any kind of financial benefit or able to recoup any of those costs. But I think the incentives are going to be kind of key in terms of creating an environment where HIEs really create the promised value. And kind of going back to what we said before, I mean, maybe a little bit of patience, depending on the way these models develop and so on, you know, it's going to take time for these things to show some of their value. So I think those are the two things we can say from our study in terms of of the kind of the conditions that hopefully can lead to more value.
And your study is due to publish in Information Systems Research. When is that due to publish?
So we don't know. I mean, we don't have an exact date, but in the next few months. It is available through a public repository online. So if you search it, you can find it on SSRN, which is a public repository. So you can read it then, and then it should be in print at Information Systems Research in the next few months.
That's great. And if people want to find out more about you or get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is, you know, through my website. I have my email on there. That's really the easiest way to get in touch with me. I'm pretty responsive to that and happy to talk to people who want to talk about this work.
Well, that's great. Dr. Agerod, thanks so much for joining us today on the Hospital Finance Podcast and sharing the results of your recent study around HIEs.
Thank you for having me.
If you have a topic that you'd like us to discuss on the Hospital Finance Podcast, or if you'd like to be a guest, drop us a line at update@bessler.com.
This concludes today's episode of the Hospital Finance Podcast. For show notes and additional resources to help you protect and enhance revenue at your hospital, visit Bessler.com/podcasts. The Hospital Finance Podcast is a production of Bessler. Smart about revenue, tenacious about results.